Hi there. I want to talk to you today about getting more yeses. We've been talking about being inspiring for a couple weeks, and inspiring is really about having people lit up, having people excited, having people feel something. The point of being inspiration is to change the way you see the future and leave you in a positive emotional state. So let's say that I am now. I'm in a positive emotional state. I'm lit up by this vision that's been shared with me or that I've shared in the world. The next piece is, what does it mean for me? We call this state engaging. When somebody engages with you, they decide to act, they commit to something. So decision, commitment, and action that backs up the commitment, that makes it real. That is what is the engage part of our leadership flywheel. So in engaging, people say yes, and they begin to take action. Yes to what? Yes to your offers, your job offers, your proposals for partnering, for supplying, for whatever, your pitches to raise money, your sales proposals to sell people specific things or develop things with them. So pitches, proposals, all the kinds of things that you need to do to say something, make an offer of some kind, and get yes and action. So yes and action. Action could be starting to work. Action could be paying you money, like whatever it is like that. Yes and action is the world of engage. And we get good at that. Like, that begins with actually making an offer, making a proposal. And a lot of people think about like perfecting their pitch. But I want to tell you something really surprising. It's far less to do with being effective or clever in making your pitch than it is in listening and sensing and being aware to what matters to the other person. So if I'm listening and paying attention to sensing what's going on with the other person, then what I say will naturally fit what their world needs, what they really crave and want, what would be an opportunity for them. And when I do that, that's much more important than having a clever crafted pitch. Because if you've ever been on the other part of a clever crafted pitch, you can tell that they've like honed and practiced this thing and they're just running it on you, and it has very little to do with you. But when someone's actually listening and talking to you and saying, you know, it sounds like you'd really like this, and we have this thing that's like that, they're actually creating the opportunity for you in the moment in that speaking. And you're like, yes, you get me. That's what I need. That's what I want. And we can connect this thing that we've been inspired by to what matters to us, right? So the way that you get great at pitches, the way that you get more yeses, is by really being keenly tuned into and listening to what actually matters to the person you're pitching. So I hope that's been helpful for you. My name is Bill Gallagher. I'm the Scaling Coach and host of the Scaling Up Business Podcast. We bring our show to you every week with something to do with people, strategy, execution, cash, and leadership. Five things: people, strategy, execution, cash, and leadership. And the fifth very important kind of person is leadership, you, the one in the mirror. So we always want to work on that first. If you like this, like it, subscribe it, turn on your notifications so you get it every week and don't miss one. And of course, there's a whole back catalog of these. Wherever you're finding this right now, there's over 450 related little stories, lessons, vignettes, that kind of thing. And of course, you could go to our website, scalingcoach.com, and find that back catalog and information about our workshops, our coaching programs, that kind of thing that might be useful for you if this has been helpful. Thanks again for listening, for watching. We'll talk to you again next time. Keep scaling up.